The next item is a request from Joe Pizzillo, a representative for Citizens for Verifiable Voting, to address us. This matter was not set for public hearing, and we do have an 11 o'clock item that has been set, so we are not going to go very much past 11. We will take some testimony if people want it and want to speak in the time allowed. Before we make any decision on voting machines, I can guarantee you there will be full public process and a full public hearing. But I think it is useful to get this information on the record at this point. Mr. Pizzillo, anybody who does want to speak here, we will need you at the podium. The official record of this meeting is a tape recording, and we need you to identify yourself by name and address.
Mr. Chair, if I might, just for the knowledge of the people in the audience, there is a citizens committee that was set up by the county clerk that is reviewing the machines. And to be perfectly honest, if you want to have input right now in terms of any recommendations, that's really the best place to go, just so that everyone knows about that.
Thank you very much. I want to thank you for allowing us to speak to you this morning. As you mentioned, my name is Joe Pizzillo. I'm the spokesperson for Citizens for Verifiable Voting. We're a group of Boulder County citizens. We're unaffiliated. We're nonpartisan. And except for the fact that we have a name, we're not even really a group. So we're happy to be able to be here today and tell you a little bit about the issue of electronic voting. The issue of electronic voting, if we could see the slides, please. I'm sure you're familiar with this topic already quite a bit. There have been a number of news just in this last week. You may have seen the Fox News article indicating that Ohio will not make its 2004 deadline for implementation. You may have also seen the Paul Krugman article in the New York Times, which also appeared in the Daily Camera today, I believe. In November, you may have seen information about the California Secretary of State calling on all counties to, even those counties which had already purchased the electronic voting systems, to retrofit their systems so that they would support a voter verifiable paper trail. And you may have also seen at the beginning of November after the election that there have been some problems in the Washington, D.C. area, where now there's a court-ordered probe into the breakdown of 10 of these systems that had been removed from a precinct or from a polling place during voting, patched, reinstalled in the polling place. There are now lawsuits pending because of that. We want to tell you a little bit about who we are. Again, as I mentioned, we're nonpartisan, we're unaffiliated, we're a completely ad hoc group of citizens who've come together because of our concern about this issue. You should know that many of the members who are here today, and if I may ask by show of hands if it's possible to see how many people are here today representing our group. Thank you very much. You should know that many of the people who are both here today and who've been involved in our group are computer professionals, technology professionals, programmers. Boulder County is a very high-tech area, and so it's not surprising these people have come forward on this issue. We have been participants in the county's process, sir. We have several members of our group who were actually on the county's committee, and many of us attended the finalist presentations of the vendors, so we are familiar with the systems that the county is looking at this time. I'd also like you to know that we've established our own independent process. We've had four public meetings with at least 100 attendees. We've had no fewer, I would guess, than 50 people on our mailing list who are active at any given time discussing this issue. And if you would look at our website, coloradovoter.net, you'll find a website that's been created collaboratively by the people both in this room and who've been participating in this issue. Now, we'd like to talk a little bit about why we're here. We have learned about the county's RFP process. In some cases, we feel like we've come into this a little bit late. I, for one, found out about it only at the point at which the county was looking at the four finalists. As you know, there are national concerns about this issue. Probably the most prominent of those is represented by the Association of Computing Machinery, which is the official professional organization, trade organization of computer professionals in this country. Because this issue is so fundamental to our democracy, we fundamentally believe this needs the maximum amount of transparency and citizen oversight. And that's why here citizens are here, because they're concerned about fair elections and they're concerned about voter confidence. Now, we want to tell you what we want. And what we want is one thing and one thing specifically, and that is a voter-verifiable, hand-marked, full-text paper ballot. We are asking at this time that you suspend the purchase of any vote recording direct record electronic devices, which you may also refer to as DREs. Instead, we want the county to look at devices that we would call vote marking machines, which may still involve electronic systems with touch screens, ballot support, language styles, accessibility, but the output of that device is not bits, but a piece of paper. And finally, we want to make sure that we are setting an example for the state of Colorado. We know that all across the state, counties are looking at what's going to happen in Boulder County, and we want to make sure that we're setting the most positive example for the state. Now, I know you've heard a lot of information about the laws that relate to this topic, and I want to talk about a few of them right now so that you can feel confident that you can choose paper ballots. First, let's talk about HAVA, the Help America Vote Act, with which I presume you're probably somewhat familiar. Without going into the specifics, I want to read you this language or a little bit of this language here. You may have heard that you are required to buy a DRE, direct record electronic device. That is not true. Under HAVA, you will see that you can satisfy the requirements of accessibility by using either a DRE or a different voting system that is equipped for individuals with disabilities. This is an important distinction that we feel has been lost in this whole discussion. You are not required by law to buy a DRE. We also like to make sure you know that the Colorado Secretary of State has confirmed with us in multiple correspondence that they will be applying for an extension so that you are also not under the time pressure of making this decision by January 1st. If there are concerns about whether or not paper ballots would be legal, we've got a Department of Justice ruling to provide, which is from October, which indicates that the paper record, while it may not be accessible, would still be consistent with HAVA and ADA. And we also want to make sure that you have the confidence of knowing that additional devices are in development that will meet the citizens' requirements. Now, we've talked about how you can do this. I want to talk about why you should do this. And the reality is that paper ballots equal voter confidence. No paper ballots equals no voter confidence. In particular, I want to point out the Colorado recount law, which is of a major concern to our group. In particular, as you may be aware, any recount that would be conducted would have to be done using the same media as the original count. And that means that if you count on an electronic system, the recount is going to be on the electronic system. So these systems have created a number of security and verification concerns. You may be aware that systems have actually reached certification in various states that were subsequently found to have a number of problems. We're very concerned that you're trying to make a decision before standards have been established. The EAC, the Election Assistance Committee, which is set up by HAVA, hasn't held its first meeting. NIST, based here in Boulder, as you're aware, a national organization focused on these standards, has announced that they will not have their standards ready by 2005. We also understand in correspondence with the Colorado Secretary of State that they're recommending counties delay this purchase at this time. There are nationwide precedents for this. We talked about what happened in California, where counties were being told to retrofit systems they had already purchased. The New York State Assembly is looking at this. In Los Alamos County, New Mexico, they rescinded their purchase decision. After having made a purchase decision, they rescinded it. And you may also have seen some news about what's going on in Ohio. Now, let's talk about how we want you to do this. Today, what we want you to do is use a voter verifiable, hand-marked, full-text paper ballot using central counting as the method for determining the voter's intent on those ballots. Now, in 2006, we believe that you'll be able to purchase, or I should say by 2006, we believe you'll be able to purchase these devices that we're talking about, the vote marking and verification devices that will still be compatible with central scanning, central counting, as you may implement right away to make sure that we have a useful 2004 election. The key thing that we want to point out, though, is that in either of these cases, in both of these cases, we want to make sure that you use random sampling of the ballots, which will continue to be hand-counted, or which will be hand-counted, so that we can verify the accuracy of the count. And our group feels that there must be, absolutely feels that there must be full disclosure of any voting system that the county purchases. Now, because we're a citizens group and we have diverse opinions, I should let you know that our members feel very strongly about this issue, have a number of concerns. They want you to know about things like hand counting, open source, HR 2239, and some alternative voting mechanisms. And we want you to know that our proposal to use paper ballots is at least approximately consistent with all of these requests from citizens. Now, I also need to make clear that what we're not saying is that we don't believe that computers have any role in elections. If you were to get a vote marking and verification device that provided the ADA support that's required and use central optical scan, we would theoretically be comfortable with that system, given some of the other things I've said. So, in summary, I want to reiterate, we want a single paper ballot, and that is what you're going to get maximum voter confidence from. It also allows for the maximum level of verification, which no electronic system is going to provide, whether it uses receipts or any kind of little audit trail or what have you. No paper ballot, no voter confidence. We're asking that you look at, instead of these DRE recording devices, use vote marking and verification machines, not the DRE, not the recording machines. We don't want votes stored electronically. We want votes to be on paper. And finally, we want you to confirm the issue of the extension with the Secretary of State and also voice Boulder County citizens' concerns to the Secretary of State. And with that, I have a number of handouts. The key one that I'd like to call your attention to is that we have secured the support and or endorsement of all four of Boulder County's political parties for our request for paper ballots. And I have that information here. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Questions for Mr. Cavell? Any questions? I'd just like to say personally that this is a public hearing where I'm able to look out over the audience and recognize a very high proportion of people who I know and whose judgment I respect. And I am in agreement with most of your points on this. And I, for one, would be very uncomfortable in having anything but a paper ballot. And I've said that repeatedly, and I've seen nothing since this process began that wouldn't change, which would change that.
If I might just make a quick comment, I would just like to say that Commissioner Danish represents the commissioners on the committee that's examining this, that certainly having voter confidence is going to be of utmost importance when this comes back before us. I don't want to prejudge anything the committee does, but that's going to be exceptionally high on the list, which I think is only stating the obvious. So I do appreciate the time people have put into this, and I've gotten a number of emails about this. The only thing is, some people seem to have thought that somehow we were leaning towards DREs as a way of implementing a new voting system, and that really isn't the case. I'm not sure where that has come from. The only additional thing I would have to say in my own mind, that given the state of our old system, that I think replacing it with something by 2004 is very important, because I was losing confidence in the accuracy of our old system, and I don't want to pull it out one more time if there's any possible way to avoid that.
And I would be happy to, if you're willing to accept others, I'm certainly willing
okay,
to.
Okay, we do have 6 minutes before our next public hearing.
But I would be happy to answer any other questions. I think that our answer to that would be that the RFP is unclear as to whether or not the county is purchasing exclusively DREs or not. The RFP does not use the same language that we referred to in HAVA that calls for either a DRE or a vote or some other type of device. So that's part of where the concern has come from.
This board will have to approve any formal RFP for the final purchase, though.
Which is why we came straight to you.
But I'd appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I'm going to call on three people here because they were the ones who got here first, and then we will proceed and try and conclude your remarks very quickly. Mr. Ravitz. Then we're going to go over here, and then we're going to go over here. Okay.
Evan Ravitz in Boulder. There are several of us who think that at least as a temporary measure that the county should go to hand counting paper ballots. And the basic reason is the first principle of accounting, that you cross-check things, that you have two methods that check each other. As has been pointed out with current state and federal law, you have to do recounts of an election the same way as the original counts, which basically means there's no cross-checking. And I think the county should lobby to have that law changed. And until then, if there is to be only one method of counting votes, it should be by hand, because people can understand it, they can see their neighbors doing it, they can watch it in the open rather than trust a computer to do it sight unseen. Also, it keeps the money that we're going to spend on elections in town, employing people rather than sending it out of town. So I hope you consider that. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Neil McBurnett. I'm a software engineer and security professional here in Boulder, Colorado. Thanks for having this meeting. What I want to stress, along with agreeing with everything that Joe said, is the issue of the counting of the ballots, even the counting of paper ballots. It's my understanding that your current system, the one that doesn't isn't appropriate for use in the future, the punch card counting system, the county had the software that was used in the system to count the ballots, and that allowed the county to be very confident in how that system worked. The current batch of DRE systems out there has been demonstrated to be deeply flawed and insecure in studies by researchers at Johns Hopkins and Rice University, and confirmed by a study that was commissioned by the state of Maryland, done by SAIC Corporation. They won't even show us the majority of the SAIC report because, in my opinion, it's so scary about how deeply flawed these systems are. I think the only way that we can have the maximum voter confidence is to require the disclosure of the software and system components used in the system that counts the votes. This is a part of the proposed H.R. 2239, which Mark Udall is a co-sponsor of. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like it's going to come up for a vote this year. But again, delaying the purchase of these systems, I think, will allow us to put a system like that in place and produce a system that we have more confidence in. In Australia, they already use an open source software system. This is something where all the source is not only disclosed, but it's available for anyone else to reuse, thus making the quality of the software better, making it more resistant to hacking attacks, and incorporating the best that our minds can bring to the question of how to securely count the votes and protect against fraud, hacking, et cetera. So I'd ask that you both delay to do that and ask the vendors if they will disclose their software so that we can have the best of modern technology.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, my name is Beau Schaefer, and I'm the chairman of the Boulder County Libertarian Party. And I would just like to make the statement that this is a bit of an historical precedent here. The Greens, the Libertarians, the Democrats, and the Republicans are all on the same page and all endorse this kind of thing. And I think this is a historical marvel. So I just want to bring that to your attention, that this is a multi-partisan effort.
Beau, now I'm really worried.
You never know when you get us involved.
When you get this kind of involvement, you might even say the Americans endorse it.
But everybody does. So that's, I just wanted to bring that to everyone's attention, that this is a multi-partisan event.
It is. I would add one thing here, and that is the fact that Australia has spoken to eight open source, I think, is relevant because Australia has one of the highest turnouts in elections consistently on the planet and has historically, for most of the 20th century at any rate, been a leader in election law and election reform.
Yeah, I would just like to add, you know, certainly being a user of Linux myself and being a believer in open source, I think that's something that should be part of the consideration.
Okay, we can take one more here. You're going to get the last word.
My name is Seth Bennett. I'm from Allen's Park. I would just say to you that we have a legitimation crisis issue here. We have a crisis of legitimacy. It's come all over the country in all kinds of ways. The elections are the bedrock of our democracy. So the test of any of these systems would be, after the vote, if there's a question, how could you represent to the electorate that you have a legitimate election? How could you represent it after the fact? If the system can't meet that test, you don't want it. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to stop. There will be a full public hearing on this before any decision is made, possibly more than one. Thank you very much for coming. I would say the presentations today have been highly instructive.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. We will move immediately into our 11 o'clock.